Hi there. The word for today is, instead of rejecting, try respecting. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22, Paul writes, I try to find common ground with everyone. For any relationship to work, we've got to accept each other's differences. Within our family, we must respect each other's unique perspectives. Now, we don't need to agree on every issue, but we must always honor where the other person is coming from. Paul did this. He writes, I try to find common ground with everyone. Some of us who claim to follow Christ have a hard time with views and values that differ from our own, and we think the word compromise is a dirty word. Some of us have turned from the most immoral lives to faith in Christ, yet amazingly, after our conversion, we won't associate with anyone who doesn't agree with us and adopt our newfound values. Sometimes our families fall apart because we try to force our opinions on the people we love and set boundaries to keep nonconformists out. What a terrible misuse of Christianity. Jesus didn't condemn the people who crucified him. Luke 23, verse 34 says he prayed for them, Father, forgive them. Why? For they know not what they do. Jesus didn't view these people as morally bad, but as spiritually blind. Big difference. And he told his disciples in John 6, verse 44, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him. Did you get that? It's your job to love people, and it's God's job to draw them to himself and change them. So stop trying to do what only God can do. If you invest patiently in your relationships, respect other people's perspectives, and sow good seed, you'll reap a pleasant harvest in the long run. Your love, not the force of your argument, can give hope to the most severely damaged among us that there's healing for the broken places in the human soul. That's the word for you today.